It's a long-awaited victory for supporters of Medicaid expansion, who've watched the legislature enact bills to expand the insurance program over the past several years, only to be vetoed by Governor LePage 5 times. That's what prompted Robin Merrill, the executive director of Maine Equal Justice Partners, to take the matter to the ballot box. And the strategy worked.
We did it!
Merrill and Question 2 supporters could barely contain their excitement for the victory and for the history Maine made on Tuesday as the first state to expand Medicaid through a citizens' initiative.
Maine is sending a strong and weighty message to politicians in Augusta and across the country. We need more affordable health care, not less.
Maine will now join the 31 states that have already expanded Medicaid to cover adults with incomes up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $16,000 for an individual and $34,000 for a family of four. Currently, people within that income bracket fall into a coverage gap created when the Supreme Court made Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act optional. They earn too much to qualify for subsidies under the ACA and too little to afford insurance on their own. Kathleen Phelps, a hairdresser from Waterville, is one of those people.
Finally. Maybe now people like myself can get the health care we need.
Phelps lost her Medicaid coverage 4 years ago and says she's had to go without the medication and oxygen she needs for her emphysema and COPD. But because of Maine voters, she says, she'll get it back.
I will have oxygen back in my home, and I'll sleep good at night.
The passage of Question 2 is also a win for the state's hospitals. More than half are in the red, according to the Maine Hospital Association. Spokesman Jeff Austin says hospitals also provide more than $100 million a year in charity care. Expanding coverage will restore some fiscal health, he says, and give doctors and nurses more options to treat their formerly uninsured patients.
There are just avenues of care that open up when you see a patient, from recommending a prescription drug or seeing a counselor. You know, doors that were closed previously will now be open.
The federal government will kick in 94% of the cost of Medicaid expansion in 2018. That lowers to 90% by 2020. The State Office of Fiscal and Program Review estimates that will bring in $500 million federal dollars a year, a deal that Question 2 supporters say Maine couldn't refuse. But opponents, including Brent Littlefield of the Welfare to Work PAC, point to the state cost, which is projected to be about $50 million a year.
The legislature has to somehow come up with the money for this large government expansion, and there is no money there to pay for that. So now the legislature has to ask themselves, how do we pay for this? And that is likely to result in cuts or likely a push for tax increases.
Medicaid expansion will now be in the hands of the legislature, which changed, delayed, or overturned 4 ballot initiatives that Maine voters passed last year. But Robin Merrill says she's confident that lawmakers will implement Medicaid expansion quickly. After all, she says, they've passed it 5 times before. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.